the same in most cases, but the tanning drums, it was just a variation on that. We came across that. Marie's mother died, and she's cleaning out a closet, and we just came across that a few weeks ago.
Hmm. This looks exactly like the photos we have.
Yeah.
That's funny, yeah.
Yeah.
Neat.
And then we had another book, and I don't have it here, but it was... It was the story of the 25th, I think, the 25th or the 50th, I forget now, anniversary of the John Flynn Company, which was a bigger version of this, showing their family, their pictures of the Flynn family in their offices working and in their tannery, the people who work for them. I work with Mike Flynn. He works for the city of Peabody. He works part-time at the golf course, and he works at the skating rink in the afternoons, taking the money in for public skating and hockey games. He'd be a great guy to talk to. His mind is sharp. Mm-hmm. He's got names, dates. He can tell you what he was doing in 1942. He would be, I'd have to ask him about if he'd be interested in talking to you, because it very, very likable guy, very, you know, extremely smart, knowledgeable. I mean, he's one of the guys, his family sent him to France. He speaks, you know, French, he speaks Spanish. All around the world, their brothers used to go to sell their leather and buy hides. The John Flynn family. That was the building that burned down right next to where I was, towards the last, that was St. Patty's Day. That one burned in 86, maybe. I think that might have been it.
Hmm. Well, you've given me a lot of information, a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
So,
I'm glad I could do it. It's fun. I enjoy it. I enjoyed it when I took the third graders to it, but it got too much. I would have to leave the rink and get permission to come down here, but I did enjoy it when I was doing it.
Yeah.
And Jack Betancourt still doing it?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Well, hopefully you can have a special role with us when we open the leather museum.
Yeah. I'd like to. Billy Toomey still doing it?
He does it when we need some extra help.
Yeah. Billy Toomey actually worked for Larrabee and Hingston.
That's right. He was my first interview.
Yeah.
So.
In fact, I heard a story of Sam Hingston took a liking to Billy Toomey when he was young, and which was, you know, Sam didn't take a liking to a lot of people, and he liked Billy Toomey, and he said, you know, kid, you're too smart to be here. Go out and get an education.
All right. Well, thank you, John, for talking with me today.
Okay. It's a pleasure.